Welcome you here today to our worship service. We're just going to start off today with a few announcements. And the announcement that's been going on for a while is the baby bottle fundraiser that's due next week, June 18th. So grab one, fill it up this week, and bring it back next week so you can do that. Also, there is a men's breakfast on Saturday, so make note of that. And then congratulations to Luke and Kira Van Zee on their birth of their son, Peyton Timothy, on June 5th. Peyton was 8 pounds and 5 ounces, and congrats to parents Dean and Sherry, too, Van Zee. Is there any other announcements today? If not, we're going to move on to our call to worship, and our call to worship is Colossians 2, 6, and 7. It says, therefore, as you receive Christ the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude.
Good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. And we'll ask you, you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen. We're going to sing number 477, and as the song says, we're going to stand up. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Number 477.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be moving. Tell every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for through the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day, ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Very good singing. If you greet one another, and let them know that you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church family. Just a couple of them that have been given to me. I'll continue to pray for John Jessen and the Jessen family with his dad Marvin's passing. The prayer services this afternoon and the services tomorrow. Harlan Gortmaker is going to be having oral surgery this week. Is that Thursday? Okay. And the procedure will be removing all his top teeth. So, yes, that is significant, but it also lets us know that there's going to be more surgeries coming. And so we will be praying for Harlan and for Jeannie this week and the weeks ahead. And then yesterday, several of the men were able to help Erica Hargens finish moving into her apartment. And she's going to be having ankle surgery this week. So we'll be praying for her and the surgery as well as recovery and adjusting to being in a new place. Are there other prayer requests or praises? June. So for Ron and June this week, Ron's surgery is tomorrow in Watertown, and we'll be praying for just peace of mind and heart and healing and return to being able to be more mobile and all those things. And knowing, especially with Ron's arthritis, the rheumatoid arthritis, that always gets things out of whack. So we'll be praying that that doesn't happen. And then their son, Bob, he was having cataract surgery here coming up soon. So we'll be praying for Ron and as well as for Bob. Other requests?
I have praise.
Okay.
Because I just think it's cool that we have two couples in our church that have been married 35 years today. Cool nowadays, especially
so the Weavers and the Petersons have, and is yours is today as well? Okay. So see, Facebook. I've seen their post today. I haven't seen your guys' post yet. Your kids need to Sam get on top of that, please. But it is a huge praise to reach the 35 years of being married, and it is a testament of God's great faithfulness for not only for the Weavers and the Petersons, but just the longevity of marriages here in our church. We praise God for that. Liz.
We just want to say thank you to everyone who prayed for us while I was pregnant. We did have a pretty uneventful delivery, and we're very thankful that Miles is here. I also want to say thank you to everyone who has brought food out. It's very, very welcome. And we actually go down on Wednesday to see Ross to see his cardiologist this week. So I think it's just a follow-up appointment from his first echo. So I'm sure we will, I'm not sure if we'll do another echo or if it'll just be a just kind of visit with his cardiologist to see what we need to do moving forward. So
okay.
We're appreciating the prayers that things will keep going smoothly. So far, they're going pretty well.
Wonderful. And the request and the praise from Liz and John is the entry of Miles into this world and how well that went, and for the ongoing health checkups. And so they go Wednesday to Sioux Falls, as well as just grateful for the church family in bringing food and for prayers and cards and notes and all those reminders that they've been in our prayers. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi. Wonderful. Heidi's nephew, Niels, has been on our prayer list for a while because of a fall that he took and the resulting injuries. And he's back to work. And as Heidi mentioned, not allowed to climb tall things. But we're grateful that the headaches and some of those other after effects are fading. So grateful for how God's worked in his life. Any other prayer requests or praises? We are thankful for the rain. Yes. We continue to pray for Brad and Jolene through this time, but Brad did have on last Monday had his first chemo treatment. The next one scheduled 3 weeks. Okay. In 3 weeks, but I know he's been dealing with some weakness and just general not feeling great for a couple of days, and so we'll pray that he'll string some good days together. He is able to get out and do some checking of cattle and such, and so we'll be continuing to pray for Brad and grateful for the rain. Yes, Val. So we praise God for bringing Terry Augsburger through shoulder surgery. Went well. Also grateful for our medical staff around the area that can help with any emergencies that show up. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have in this country to come and worship, for the blessings you bring our way. We do pray for our country, and as we see the two, in a sense, the two kingdoms that are present, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, and think of how that was emphasized during our time with VBS, and it is a reminder, even through our first song, to put on the full armor of God, that you have equipped us for everything we need for life and godliness in this present age and in the age to come. You have given us a hope and a future. Father, I pray that we would not be so tied to this world that we lose sight of the reality that we are seen as aliens and strangers, that our citizenship is in heaven. But yet we are not to be so disconnected, for you've told us that we are to be in the world but not of it, and that we are to be salt and light. Father, I pray that you would give us a renewed sense of mission and vision for our culture. It doesn't take a lot to look around and see how much our country needs Jesus. And Father, I pray also for not only our church, but the Church of Jesus Christ throughout our country and the world, that we would be and take serious the call to follow after you with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, I pray for the needs of our church body. We thank you for the rain that you've provided our region, and you know the continued need for moisture, but we do pause and say thank you. We prayed for that last week, and you have met that request in your timing, and Father, it's just always that reminder how we are dependent upon you to meet our daily needs. Father, we lift up John and his family and extended family as they come together to grieve and to remember Marvin's life. And Father, I just pray for the services today and tomorrow and the days ahead, that you would work through all the details, but that you would be honored and glorified in their time together. And we're thankful for the hope that we have in Christ. Father, I pray for Harlan as he has surgery scheduled this week. I pray that you would be with the surgical team and the steps ahead, that you would bring peace of mind and heart and healing, that you would help Jeannie as his helpmate and the family that come alongside. And we pray that you would bring relief and comfort. Father, I pray for Erica, grateful that we could invest in a part of her life, and I pray for her surgery this week, that you would bring healing to that ankle and mobility for her. Pray for Ron's surgery tomorrow, that you would bring healing, that as the great physician, that you've given understanding to the doctors and the surgical team, that they would know how to help relieve some of the pain and issues that Ron has been dealing with. Also pray for their son Bob, that he would have successful cataract surgeries coming up. Father, we are grateful for the answers of prayer, for how you walk with us and sustain us. We see an answer to prayer this morning with Miles being here, and we continue to pray that you would be with the doctors and the trips to Sioux Falls, the time with the cardiologist, that you would be healing Miles and giving wisdom and strength for the family. We are thankful for new life, and we're thankful for how you sustain and walk with us through the promise that you've given us through Ecclesiastes, that a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And we're grateful for the longevity of marriages in our fellowship, and how that is a testament of your faithfulness to us. Father, we also lift up Terry and grateful for the surgery that went well. We pray now for his healing, that he would follow the doctor's orders and bring complete healing and extended mobility for his shoulder. And we lift up Brad Hahn to you, that you would be giving him strength, that you would bring healing. And as he has a couple more chemo treatments and then a trip to the doctor, pray that you would be an ever-present help, not only on the ranch, but also in his life, that he would truly know that you walk with us through the days that we feel are going well as the days that we feel that we're walking through that valley of the shadow of death. Father, thank you that you are always there. Your rod and your staff protects us. And for the hope that you give us, for the ministries that you have allowed us to invest in the lives of our students, we continue to pray for the results from VBS. We pray for our missionaries. Think of the Taves and the years they've invested in Victory Center, and we pray for victory as camping season has started. But we also pray for the Taves, that you continue to open new doors of ministry for them in the Kadoka area. We pray that you would also be with our government officials for the wisdom for them, that you would be with our servicemen and women serving around the world, and especially those that are downrange. Be with their families at home as they wait, that they would truly know that you understand and you walk with their loved ones, and that you guide and protect. Father, for our offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. That was beautiful. I invite you to stand and worship with us here a few songs this morning. This first song, I know we have not done it in a little while, but I don't know, the instructions will be on the screen, but the men will sing on the first verse, the women will sing the second verse, and then everyone on the last verse, we'll all sing the chorus together. I'll try to give a few instructions as we go.
Strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete.
Everyone,
shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven.
Ladies,
rise up, women of the truth, stand and
As I was thinking of some of these lyrics that we're singing, these words we're singing this morning, it reminded me of the constant spiritual battle, the warfare that we go through on a daily basis. You know, in my house, sometimes it seems to happen more on Sunday mornings. Things escalate a little bit, and I have a feeling it's not just my house, but you know, we're more attacked when we're seeking to go to church or seeking to be in the presence of God, because that's not where the world wants us. And I think that's part of why we sing, is to remind ourselves, even though we do struggle daily or weekly or you know, depending where we're at, but these songs are to help us to remind ourselves and to get us to where I think where God wants us to be, to get our hearts into the right place.
I'm running to your arms.
will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name.
Father, we do thank you for your love for us. We thank you that you are indeed all that we need. We thank you for being ever present beside us, walking with us through everything that life brings our way. We pray that you'll be with our time now as we look into your word. Pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us today.